Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Vagabond Dilemma, featuring my spooky co-host Rudy, and well, me, Henry. On today's episode, Rudy prepares quite the wacky topic for us, as we are forced to confront the reality of what making a podcast does to a person. Without further ado, please enjoy the episode. I love Italia! You know, I feel like you used to bring it up in a bit of a subtle or clever way, but I guess you feel like you don't even need to do that anymore. Listen, buddy, you can try to bring me down today, but I'm in a great mood, so I won't hide it.
I mean, alright, sure. Whatever. You also want to add anything of substance to the intro, or is that just the opening? Is that what you want to leave it as?
No. I think that's a good message to start off with, to be honest.
Alright, well, cheers, I guess. So, how you been, buddy? I haven't talked to you in like a solid month. How's the summer been? You want to share any updates with us, huh? You want to share any updates?
Oh, Henry. You know me. I do it all, and nothing can stop me.
Okay. I mean, that's a pretty nondescript answer. Is there anything you're trying to hide, or what's up?
No, not at all. I guess I've just been watching movies lately because, you know, in the countryside of Latvia, there's not much to do outside of maybe gardening.
Okay, interesting. What kind of movies?
I've been watching a lot of straight romance movies to see what, well, the straights have going on. And I gotta say, my god, you people make it fucking difficult.
Alright. What do you mean by that? You care to elaborate?
You know, I watch these movies and the decisions people take are just so stupid. I feel like they just make choices contrary to what they want to do or what they believe on purpose, you know? It just feels like everybody is trying to misunderstand each other without, you know, coming to a resolution, if you get what I mean?
I mean, I guess, like, I don't really know because I would say I don't really often watch movies at all anymore, let alone, like, romance movies. But I feel like romance movies have always been kind of stupid in that regard.
Alright, well, all I'm saying is if half of those movies I watched were about gay relationships, they would have been over in 20 minutes. We're just straight to the point. Well, I guess gay to the point. Straight people just try to make it difficult because they're bored. And it's not just movies, because a friend of ours, I'm sure you know who I mean, also acts like this.
Alright, you know what? Fair enough. Alright. And honestly, this kind of topic is not very relatable to me anyway, because the only thing I love is that thick, that black, that big oil.
Oh, that's shut up, you right. God! Will you ever drop it? I've had enough of this.
I'm sorry, Rudy. You know I had to. You set me up for this.
You know, I was half expecting you to say that you love that.
No, God, shut up, Rudy. I thought we had finally agreed that we would drop this shit.
I guess that's what you get, huh? Enjoy the extra work in the edit, then.
Alright, fine. Fair enough. So, well, is there anything else you've been up to, or it's just been watching movies?
Well, Henry, like I said, I've been doing so much. I've been doing it all. I'm slaying, I'm causing drama, I'm being a problem, but I'm also being the sun, I'm being the problem solver. I am everything, I am inevitable.
Alright, sure. So I guess it sounds like you've had a pretty eventful time, huh?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. You know, actually, on a real note, you know there's something, I've been reading a lot of physics, about physics recently, and the creation of the universe. And I've read some very interesting topics and discovered some really interesting information that I think you may not even be familiar with yet. Do you want to hear it?
Okay, I mean, that's cool. Like the Big Bang or later than that? Or
so the Big Bang was one topic, but I've also read about how people perceived the universe in the early stages of humanity, like, for example, in the Middle Ages, right? Are you familiar with the topic of, like, geocentrism?
Yeah, I think so. Isn't geocentrism about the idea that the Earth is like the center of the universe, and the Sun and the other planets revolve around it instead of what we, like, know today, I guess?
Exactly. So, you know that back in the Middle Ages, geocentrism was seen as the truth, right? Until people started going, like, against the church, and theories came out about our solar system revolving around the sun. It was a big topic, big debate, probably some executions, you know. You know how it is, right? Classic Middle Ages.
Yes, the classic Middle Age executions. Who doesn't know about that? Anyway, yeah, of course, I'm familiar with the topic. So what did you learn about that then?
Yeah, so what I've noticed in the discussions surrounding the topic is that people missed a very important clue that could have solved, like, this entire discussion way earlier with irrefutable evidence.
All right. Which is?
Of course, the universe revolves around me. It always has and it always will, and the sun could fucking never.
All right. Well, did you really have to take that long of a walk to get to this point?
Well, you know, I just wanted to make sure people don't get the science wrong. It's important to know the truth.
All right, you are right, Rudy, the almighty one.
Well, as long as you know, then it's all right. Anyway, what about you, Henry? Is there anything you want to share?
Well, you're probably aware, Rudy, but the Women's Football World Cup is happening at the moment, and I see Latvia hasn't even qualified. As a local expert, do you care to comment?
Fuck off.
Is that no real comment? All right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that their lack of qualification has left you, frankly, speechless.
Whatever. Have you even introduced the show yet?
Whoops. Let me quickly do a right now so we can go right into it. We've chatted and gabbed enough by now, haven't we? So, welcome to the Vagabond Dilemma, where we select a person or topic, chat about their history and adventures, talk about their disappearance, improv about where they ended up before giving a resolution. And I'm sure Rudy has prepared a riveting episode for us today, haven't ya, buddy?
Well, Henry, you are absolutely right. I've got a romp and a riot ready for you today. The topic is even about you specifically.
About me? What do you mean by that, huh?
The topic of today is Henry's sanity.
Okay, I mean, I guess that's an interesting topic. Are you saying I'm too far gone, or am I a hero that found it back in the resolution?
Well, I guess we will find that along the way, huh?
Alright, sure, I guess. Alright, well then, shall we get into it?
So, today's topic is Henry's sanity. But what exactly does that entail? Let's look at the definition of sanity first. The ability to think and behave in a normal and rational manner, or reasonable and rational behavior. Now, I already know what you are thinking, dear listener. In the time I've heard Henry on this podcast, he has never acted reasonable or rational. But...
You know what? Let me interrupt you right here. Because while I do get what you're saying, I feel like I've always acted very reasonable on the podcast. It's mainly off the podcast where the unhinged, you know, thing is...
Henry, you know I hate being interrupted. Also, interrupting someone doesn't count as being reasonable, so you're kind of proving my point right now.
Alright, well, fine. Then you will get best behavior, Henry, henceforth to prove you wrong.
Alright, no problem, because I don't need your input for this story. So, shall we continue? We were saying Henry has never acted reasonable or rational, right, dear listeners? I am sure you agree. And to that I say, absolutely, that is true. So, let's trace back to the history and see where it all went wrong. Is there anything you'd like to add before continuing, Henry?
No, I was just waiting for the story to continue, like the reasonable person that I am.
Very good. You're learning, I see.
No, I don't need to learn. I already am reasonable.
All right. Anyway, it was 1.5 years ago when I met Henry. I was visiting a good friend of ours at their house. Henry came in late because he was playing a gaming tournament. Do you care to remind us which?
Absolutely, Rudy. Gladly, even. It was Eternal Return, a Battle Royale MOBA free on Steam. And I'm glad you asked, because typically, you really dislike when I make a small, but explicit mention of this. But it's cool that today you feel like letting me borderline advertise on our podcast.
You know what? That's all right. Because for today I am a benevolent god, the center of the universe, as I said. Anyway, Henry came in and we had a chat all together. Oh, listeners, he was such a sweet boy back then. Truly a nice and, well, hinged person. We talked some more online and we played some games and thus we became friends.
Yep. You know, I want to say I'm impressed with you remembering all of this. But at the same time, I guess what you said wasn't that elaborate. So I hereby take back the potential compliment that I never even gave you.
Yeah, what a reasonable thing to do. You're proving my point again.
Okay. But can I say something, Rudy? Can I say something? May I say something? Am I allowed to speak? May I bequeath thee with a comment? Am I permitted to add something to the conversation? May I?
You know I hate when you do this, right? Anyway, do I need to say more, listener? Isn't it quite obvious who's in the right here?
Alright, well, what I wanted to say, before you so crudely interrupted me, was that saying stuff and doing bits is not being unreasonable. And in fact, it's kind of my task for this podcast, since also that's kind of our dynamic, you know, so...
You know, I'm not going to say you're wrong, but that still doesn't make you less unhinged for it, you know?
Alright. Touché.
Anyway, as time progressed, we collectively noticed that Henry was increasingly doing more unhinged things, like the strange laughs, the infinite explanation bit that we just witnessed, the disturbing wheeze. Oh, I wonder where it all went wrong.
I mean, okay.
You know what, dear listeners? That's already kind of it for this part, because there was never much backstory to begin with.
Xanity? I hardly know her!
Okay, you realize that's not how that joke works, right?
My bad, Rudy. I didn't know today was going to be the No Fun Allowed version of the podcast. If I had known that, I would have dressed like I was going to a fucking communion.
Yeah, maybe that would have been better than what I see you wearing right now. You know, listeners, I need you to know, he is sitting in front of the camera with pants on his top and a shirt as pants. How is that normal?
Yes! Yes, I am! And you know why? Because I want to make this a trend! You know, trends don't start out of nowhere, right? Someone has to be brave enough to get out there.
Alright, well, since we finished the backstory, I want to ask you, Henry, can you tell me what happened to your sanity?
Well, Rudy, I know exactly how the foil boiled. So, after meeting you, I was still a nice boy. Very normal, very standard. However, one day you unleashed upon me the most dastardly creations known to man. Can you guess what they are, Rudy?
You mean like me being generally nice, or...?
Wrong. I mean Italians.
Okay. Elaborate.
After you had mentioned Italians for the first time, I went to bed, and at night I was visited by the ghost of Italians past, showing me how life used to be without Italians, glad and wholesome. I was happy. Yet the next day the ghost of Italy present came by, showing me the current state of affairs, which is essentially just you who just can't let, like, the concept of Italians go. But sure, you know, I was apprehensive. And then the day after, the final blow came, when the ghost of Italy future came by, showing me a world where you were not even, like, reachable to talk to, as you were off with your Italian posse.
Ooh.
Not even being open to talk to anyone that's not Italian. You know, if I wanted to talk to you, I would have to make an appointment with your hot male Italian secretary, who would, at the sight of me, just send me away. And so I chose to cast away good mental health in order to save you from yourself and your inevitable downfall of being drunk on wine and, well, power.
You know, this sounds like a lovely future, actually. I hope for both of us that we can find your sanity back so I can indulge in this little scenario of yours.
Don't you see, Rudy? It's dangerous.
Well, if this is what danger looks like, I don't think I want to be safe.
Well, What about you, Rudy? Do you have something?
Well, of course, I know exactly what happened. You were sitting in your room so bored one day that you decided to make up friends and furthermore, even a podcast with a so-called co-host that wasn't even there. You decided to chat about the idea with me, your imaginary co-host, at the restaurant, but you didn't even realize you were just talking to a window and thus your own reflection the entire time.
You know, loving this theory right now, but you realize that in this story, you're also not real, right? So how am I recording this right now?
That's right, Henry. I'm not real. Have you not noticed that my voice sounds like you doing a shitty impression of someone else of whom it is, I mean, admittedly quite hard to do a good impression of? I mean, my God, it's not even close.
Wait, what? What do you mean?
It's time to wake up, Henry.
Huh? Who are you? What am I hearing?
It's, well, you, Henry. It's always been you, all along.
I don't get it. What's going on?
It's time to snap out of it, Henry. You're 46 episodes deep of just making a podcast by yourself, recording two separate tracks at different times, and pretending to have a conversation with them. I mean, even I am a third audiophile in this one right now. It's going too deep.
Oh, okay. So wait. None of it's been real? Like, this entire podcast hasn't been real the entire time? Huh?
I mean, of course not. Do you realize how obsessed you made your co-host sound about Italians? Nobody would ever be that insane. Not even you, who is conversation with a fourth wall-breaking voice right now.
Hey, you know what? That's a fair point. You know, I never thought about it like that. But you're right, no one could care about Italians that much. I mean, give it a rest, am I right? Jesus, have some other interests.
Right, well, anyway, it's time to wake up, buddy. Recording a podcast like this is no way to live.
Okay, but what should I do? I mean, this basically means that the entire last year was one big fever dream.
You'll have to find that out yourself. I have to go now. Best of luck out there.
Henry? Henry? Henry, are you alright? You just suddenly fainted.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Well, what happened?
I guess I blacked out. I had this weird dream where someone told me that this was all fake and that the whole podcast was just me talking to myself the entire time. But there's no way that's true, right?
Of course not. Can you imagine the amount of time it would take to write a script to a podcast, reenact it, edit it to work perfectly, while still trying to sound somewhat natural? I can't even imagine.
You're right. That would be way too much effort for some weird delusion. Anyway, I think I've had just about enough today. I think there's one lesson we can all take away from this, can't we?
Yep, I agree. Would you like to say it in unison?
Yeah, good idea. All right. Let's do it. I'll count us down. 3, 2, 1. Nothing is wrong with me. I am a healthy young lad who's got it all figured out, and I would never, and I mean never, sit down to write a podcast episode all by myself, where I also act as if Rudy is here to have a conversation with me. This is normal, and I am cool. We're in sync today, aren't we, Rudy?
Yes, we are, Henry. Yes, we are.
Alright, well, on that note, that concludes today's episode. So if you want to contact us, please send us a message at thevagabonddilemma@gmail.com. Or alternatively, if you have a more personal message...
Yes, you can slide into my DMs on Instagram at 000RUDYS000 on Instagram. And I have a special message for Italians. Summer is almost over and I still haven't seen a lot from you guys. Why don't you come on over and I'll even let you stay in my room for free, huh?
Alright, buddy, I think that's just about enough out of you, huh?
You just wouldn't get it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And on that note, goodbye.
See you later.